None but the hungry heart.
2-1.
Heart of the matter. That I may know him. Philippians 3 verse 10. Immaturity is selfish. Maturity is selfless. He must increase, but I must decrease. The question for the tried and tempted, the harassed and oppressed, is this. Which would you rather have? The power of Christ's hand in deliverance from trial, or the sympathy of his heart in the midst of trial? The carnal mind, the unsubdued heart, the restless spirit, will no doubt at once exclaim, "Oh, let him only put forth his power and deliver me from this insupportable trial, this intolerable burden, this crushing difficulty. I sigh for deliverance. I only want deliverance." But the spiritual mind, the subdued heart, the lowly spirit, will say, and that without a single particle of reserve, "Let me only enjoy the sweet company of the heart of the Lord Jesus in my trial, and I ask no more. I do not want even the power of his hand to deprive me of one drop of consolation supplied by the tender love and profound sympathy of his heart. I know he can deliver me, but if he does not see fit to do so, if it does not fall in with his unsearchable counsels and harmonize with his wise and faithful purpose concerning me so to do, I know it is only to lead me into a deeper and richer realization of his most precious sympathy. The same faith that sees glory for us at the end of the path sees God for us all through the path. This is the secret of real strength. What unbelief does is to compare ourselves and our own strength with circumstances. What faith does is to compare God with circumstances. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ." 2 Corinthians 1 verse 5.